Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now on Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Bet Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. Continuing with our issue of the intersection of eating a meal and Kiddush coming, and we're going to tackle this from another perspective in this Shiur. Tanu Rabbanan, the Brayta says, B'nei Chavura Shemusubim Kiddush Aleihen Hayom. So a group of people are eating together Friday afternoon. Perhaps they started Behet there, or it follows Rabbi Yossi, although we'll see that both opinions are mentioned here, and it became Shabbat. V'in lo kos shel yayin, so they bring one of the people a cup, v'omer alav kiddushat hayom, so they interrupt the meal, he stops and says, kiddush, v'sheni omer alav berkat hamazon, they brings another cup of wine, over which they say berkat hamazon, because the Rabbi Yehuda says, you do have to stop the meal, finish it, and then subsequently start a new meal for Shabbat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel v'holech ad shtechshach, you continue eating all the way until dark. Gamru, when you finish your meal, kos v'shon v'arech alav v'chat v'azon, sh'ni olam alav kedushat hayom. He has the opposite order. The first cup, you say berkat hamazon, you finish your meal, then you have another cup, and you say kiddush hayom. And presumably, the meal that you ate, the continuation of the meal that you ate into dark, would be considered a Shabbat meal. Now, Amai, v'nemrinu l'tavayu achar hakasa, why don't you say both Kiddush and Berkat HaMazon on one cup? V'nemar v'sheshet, enomrim shtei kiddushot al kos achad. We do not say two separate kiddushot on one cup of wine. Each one has its own cup. My tama, what's the reason behind it? Orachem b'yitzchak, v'she'en osin mitzvot, chavilot, chavilot. We don't bundle mitzvot up together, but each mitzvah gets its own cup of wine. And this seems to be disregarding the significance or degrading the significance of each mitzvah by trying to go on the shortcut and on the cheap. V'lo, really, is that the case? When you come home Saturday night, then you say Borei Pri Hagafen, and then Borei Mi'ori Ha'esh, and Borei Mi'nev Samim, we'll look at that order in a minute, and then you say Havdalah, which means that and if you only have one cup of wine, you're going to eat your meal Saturday night. You eat your meal, and then you say all of them on the one cup at the end, which means you're going to say Havdalah and Berchat HaMazon on one cup. So the answer is Ein Lo Shani. That's a different case. That's when explicitly it's the context where you only have one cup of wine, so you have to put them on both one cup. But still not true. Vayom tov shechal liot achar Shabbat. And we'll get into this in a moment in greater detail. When Yom Tov is on Saturday night. So you have to say both Kiddush for Yom Tov, but Havdalah for Motzei Shabbat. De'itle, and we assume that it's a case where you have plenty of wine for Yom Tov. V'yama Rav, Yakna. And Rav said that the order is Yayin, and then Kiddush, and then Ner, and then Havdalah. We're going to see a lot of variations on that. However, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and Havdalah means that you're saying Kiddush and Havdalah on one cup of wine. So the answer is Amri B'Dalomar Zman, the fact that this formulation left out Shechianu, Chad B'Shvi Shal Pesach Haskinen, the only Chag it would be the last day of Pesach, because first day of Pesach, on Shavuot, on Sukkot, and on Shmini Atzeret, you would say Shechianu, and that was left out of the formula. Lately, it could be that by now you finished all the wine you have, and you only have one cup left. But we even have a formulation when it's the first day of Yom Tov, as proven by Abaye saying, you say, Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, and the Zman in there tells you it's the first day of Chag. And Rava says, it's Yak Nahaz, so the same brachot in a different order. And there you see, you say them all in one cup, even though you have plenty of wine. Ella, the answer is, Havdalah v'kiddush charamiltahi. Havdalah and kiddush are essentially one notion. They are declaring the separation and uniqueness of the day. However, Berchat HaMazon and kiddush trei milininu. So Berchat HaMazon and kiddush are two separate things. One's for a meal, one's for the day. And therefore, they really require, if possible, separate cups. Okay, that's the answer to that. Now let's look back at the formulations. Gufi Yom Tov Shchaliot Achar Shabbat. Rav Amar Yakna Ushmuel Amar Yinhak. So Rav and Shmuel had a disagreement about the order of brachot. In that case, everybody agrees you say Borei Pri Hagafen first. Then Rav says you say Kiddush, and then Neren Havdalah. And Shmuel said, you put Kiddush at the end. Rabba Mar Yahanak. So two generations later, Rabba says that you would say Yayin, then Havdalah, then Ner, and then Kiddush afterwards. Valevi Amar Kiniyah. You'd say Kiddush first, then Ner, then Yayin, then Havdalah. On the page I laid out what all these, what the letters stand for. For Banamri Kina, Marbre Ravna Amar Nikiyah. So you see all different formulations of the order. Marta Amar Mishmein de Rabbi Yeshua Nihak. So Shalach Le'avod Shmuel Le'Rebbe. So now we have a message sent to Eretz Yisrael by Shmuel's father. What's the order? Shalach Le'Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Now we're doubling back into the fourth, fifth generation of Tanaim. Shemar Mishum Aviv quoting Rabbi Yossi. Shemar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. So he's quoting now, really from Rabbi Akiva, from Akiva's Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua, Nahik. So you say Ner, Havdalah, Yayin, and Kiddush. Chanina Mashal, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, the Melech Shiyotzei, Vafachus Nichnas. He said that the way to understand what Rabbi Yeshua's approach is, it's like a king who's leaving, that's Shabbat's leaving, and like a duke is coming, or an officer is coming, that's Yom Tov. Malavina Tamelech, first we escort the king out, so therefore Havdalah is first. Chakach Yotzim Likrat Hafachus, then you come to greet the lesser, the Yom Tov, and therefore you say Havdalah afterwards. Sorry, Kiddush afterwards. So my Havdalah, what in the end is the formulation? Abba Amar Yak Zana, Rabba Amar Yak Nahaz, Hilchatakarava. So what is thrown in here that none of the earlier formulations had was the variable of Zman, which of course is something that would not happen on one of those Yomim Tovim, that's Shvi'i Pesach. So Abaye says Yak Zana and Rav Amar Yak Nahaz, which means everybody agrees that you say Yayin first by Pregafen, then Kiddush, then Havdalah at the end. So we're not rejecting Rabbi Yeshua's approach, but rather we are first greeting the Yom Tov, then escorting Shabbat out. Ner is said before Havdalah, and then Zman, the question is Zman said right after the Kiddush, because that's what the Zman is for, is Zman said at the very end of the order, and that's Rava's formulation, and that, of course, is the well-known halacha. Okay, here's a story. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla leve Rava. So he came to Rava's house. Aitu lekamayu ma'or ubesamim. As I mentioned, in the different where Ner comes and where Besamim comes, which of course is not a player when Yom Tov comes on Motzei Shabbat, but on a regular Motzei Shabbat, where you do say Birchat order, Baruch Rava Abesamim Bereisha. Rava first said Barim Abesamim, Vahadar Maor, then Barim Yoreiayish, which is our order. Amarle, so Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said, Vahabein Beit Shammai Bein Beit Hillel Maor Bereisha Vahadar Abesamim. And the Machloket in the 8th Perek in Brachot, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disagree about Mazon and Havdalah, but they don't disagree that first you say Borim Yoreish, then Besamim. And you said the opposite order. Umayhi, not Beit Shammai, Women Yoreish, Mazon, Besamim, Vavla, Beit Hillel, Women Yoreish, Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah, as I said. So why are you saying Besamim before Maor, which seems to be neither of their approach? Ani Rabba Vatrei V'Amar, so Rabba's answer was Zudiv Rebbe Meir. What you said is the formulation of their dispute based on Remeir's version. Avar Rehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, who's, of course, we accept as more authoritative than Rabbi Meir. Omer Lonach Lugu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Amazon Shu Beit Chilel Al Havdalah Shi Basof. Actually, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel's disagreement was not about Havdalah being at the end or Birchat Amazon being first, if you only have one cup. Alman Nechleku Al Ma'or V'Al Abesamim. They only disagreed about exactly this issue, what the order is between light and spices. The light first, and Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael, says Rava, taught that the ruling is Rabbi Yehuda's version, and of course we rule like Beit Hillel. So I was doing exactly that, which was to say Besamim, and then Havdalah, and then Maor. Okay, another story with Rava's house. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Ikolavei Rava. He came to Rava's house, and again it was Motzei Shabbat, not Yom Tov. Chazei the Baruch Bar Pregafen Akosakama. He saw that he made a Baruch Bar Pregafen on the first cup of the meal. Baruch Akosat Berchata. Then they brought him a cup to say Baruch Adamazon, and he said another Bar Pregafen on that. V'ishti, and he drank it. Amalam alach kulihai. So he said, Rebbe, why are you saying so many brachot? Habarich lanmar chadazim. Now you said Bar Pergafen at the beginning of the meal. Amale ki avinan bereish kaluta achiavdina. He said, because I was at Reish Kaluta's house, and that's what they did. They brought wine out. People said Bar Pergafen. And then after the meal, they said Birkat HaMazon, and whoever had the cup of wine said another Bar Pergafen. So Amale, the student said, Terach bereish kaluta da achiavid, that it's done at the Reish Kaluta's house. Why? The Suffolk Maithalon, Suffolk Maithalon. We don't know if they're going to bring another cup of wine. And therefore, when you said Bar Pergafen, all you knew was about the cup of wine in front of you. Hacha, Hamarach Kosa Kaman Vedatani Lave. But here, you had the cup of wine in front of you when you made the first Bar Pergafen, and then you just used that same wine for Berchat HaMazon, so you knew you were going to have it. So, Ana Avde Ketamide de Rav. I was following the famous story we have from several generations back about Rav's students. These two students of Rav were at a meal. Kayal Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva Sava was standing over them, perhaps serving them. Amrule, and they said, Havlan Venivrich, bring us so that we can say Berchat HaMazon. Meaning, bring us the water to wash, bring us the cup. Lasof Amrule, then they changed their mind and said, Havlan Venishte. No, no, bring us more wine to drink. Amrlehu, he said, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav, our master, who's no longer alive, said, Kevan Damritu Havlan Venivrich, once you've said, let us say Berchat HaMazon, Itzar l'chulamishte. You're not allowed to drink anymore. My time. Why? Daschitu dataychu. You have removed your thinking from eating. In other words, the minute you say, let us say Berchat HaMazon, you have decided you're done eating. And then if you change your mind and want to eat, you first have to say Berchat HaMazon. And then you may say a new bracha and eat. And this, of course, the halacha. And the question is, what is considered to be the end of the meal? Is it when they take the food away? Is it when you wash mayim achronim? Is it when you say, Rabotai Nevarech, Ravlan Venivrich, and begin Berkat HaMazon? But at some point there, that happens. So the Rabbi said, therefore, once I actually did say Berkat HaMazon, certainly I have to say a new bracha on the wine afterwards. Amemar Zutra Ravashi, Havayat V'Besuda. Now we have these three great chachamim of the seventh generation, or sixth and seventh generation. After Rava, sitting at a meal together. So he was serving them. Each cup that was brought out during the meal, Amemar made a new Bar Pergafen. Umar Zutra made a bracha on the first one and on the one of Berkat HaMazon. Rav Ashi did not say a bracha on any cup after the first one, including Berkat HaMazon. So he then turned to them and said, Anan Kaman Navid, who should we follow? In other words, I want to hear the reasoning behind each one of your behaviors so I can decide what I should do. So Amemar Mar Nimlachana. Amemar says, I'm a special case. I was Nimlach, meaning every time I had a cup of wine, I thought that was my last one. Then I changed my mind and wanted another one, so I had to send another Bar Pergafen. Even if the wine was in front of me, if I decided I was only having one cup, then my Bar Pergafen only really covered, as we say in the vernacular, that cup. I was following that story of Talmidei de Rav. I said Bar Pergafen. I had every intention to know how much. So during the meal, I had more wine. And then, once we said Berkat HaMazon, I wasn't allowed to eat anything more. So then I had to say bracha on the new cup. And Rashi said that story of Talmidei de Rav is actually wrong. The students were wrong and were not following Rav correctly. Why? Because I said that when Yom Tov is after Shabbat, you say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and Havdalah, which means that even though you're saying you've finished your meal, you nonetheless you're Yayin. Which you say Yayin at the beginning, you don't send. We reject Rav Ashi and said, that's not a proof against Talmidei de Rav. They were following Rav's direction correctly. But the difference is that in that case, in the case of the Talmidei de Rav, they had said, we're not drinking anymore. Now we're going to say Berkat HaMazon. They had deliberately moved away from drinking. So then when they said, let's drink, they had to start fresh, say Berkat HaMazon and start fresh. Here, they hadn't decided that. They just had a series of brachot to say because of the intersection of Yom Tov and Shabbat and did not have intent to, quote-unquote, move away from drinking. Continuing with the story, Ki Atala Matal Avdule. So now, we're back in Rava's house with Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, and then it was time to say Berkat to say Havdalah. Kam Sham Eva Adlika Vuka Mishraga. Rava's servant got up and took the candle and lit a torch from it for Havdalah. Amrlei Lamalach Kulehai. So the student said, "What do you need a torch for? You have a candle." Saman Chashraga. Amrlei Sham Ramidah Tidanav Shekavid. So Rava said, "Ah, the servant did it on his own. It wasn't my opinion." He said, "Come on, he wouldn't have done something like that without having heard from you that that's how you should do it." So Amarlay, it's a little hard to understand why Rava didn't directly come out and give his answer and try to fob it off on the servant. In any case, Amarlay lo savrele mar avukal avdalam isvamina muvchar. So Rava said, "Don't you agree that we have a tradition that it's ideal to use a torch for havdalah?" And this is a sugya that we saw back in the fourth parak about the torch and about Adam Rishon, etc. Patach v'yamar, then Rava, after defending his choice of a torch, said, "Hamavdil ben kodesh tachol ben or lechoshech ben Yisrael amim ben yomash fila sheish yimei ha-ma'aseh." So he said in his formulation of Havdalah, four distinctions that God made. Blessed are you, God, who distinguishes between holy and mundane, light and dark, between Israel and the nations, and between Shabbat and the 6 days of creation. So he asked him again, "Why did you say so much?" Rabbi Yudah would say, "Baruch Atah Hashem Kenoch Olam, Avdilei Kodesh Tachol," and that was it. Because I have a different tradition. To Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shaya, Hapochet Lo Yifchot Mishalosh, V'masif Lo Yosif Al Sheva. If you're going to say a few, say no fewer than three. And if you're going to say a lot, say no more than seven. And by the way, the way we understand it is not a range of 3 to 7, but 2 choices. Or 3, havdalot, or 7. We see that from his answer. Mar le, v'hamar, lo tlata amar, v'lo sheva amar. You didn't say 3, you didn't say 7, you said 4. Kodesh tachol, choshech yisrael amin, yomash fi l'shech jima aset. Amar le, ibra, he said, "Indeed, v'yomash fi l'shech jima aset, me'en chatimahi." The last one I said was not really for the Havdalot, but it was for the proper formulation of the Brachot, because at the end I was going to say Chatima, Baruch Ata Hashem, Avdoi Kodesh Tachol, and therefore, beforehand, I had to say something that was akin to that idea. Shmuel ruled, when you say Havdalah, and clearly Havdalah was still somewhat of a free form at the time, you could choose which Havdalot to make, but you do have to say something akin to the Chatima just before the Chatima. They said, "No, you don't say something similar to the Chatima before the Chatima, just before the end of the Bracha, but rather, you have to say something akin to the opening of the Bracha before the end of the Bracha to create bookends." So my Benayu, where do they disagree? When Yom Tov is Saturday night, back to that context, the Chatminan Ben Kodesh the Kodesh. At the end, we say, "Mavdim Ben Kodesh the Kodesh." So if you say like Pumbeditai, you don't have to say that at the end, because at the end of the bracha before the chatima, you simply want to recall the opening formulation, which is the Mavdu Kodesh Tachol. You do have to mention that God distinguishes between the sanctity of Shabbat and Yom Tov, which of course is our formulation. We will go back to the different formulations for Havdalah and the different Havdalot we mentioned in the next podcast. Anytime, everybody should have a wonderful day.